After using water cannons, tear gas shells and lathis on farmers, and even digging the roads and parking huge trucks on the national highways to block the tractors, the Delhi police have allowed the farmers to enter the national capital. Tens of thousands of farmers from Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh are marching towards Delhi, protesting against the three farm laws, as it does not guarantee a minimum support price, and farmers fear this will give an upper hand to the corporates. In the last 2 days, the police have tried to curb protests using force, and they have detained many farmer leaders, including Yogendra Yadav. Delhi police, who come under the central government, have denied peaceful march of farmers to the capital, citing coronavirus. Union Agricultural Minister Narendra Singh Tomar has called farmer unions for a discussion on 3rd of December and has said the new agricultural laws will revolutionize the lives of farmers.
नए कानून बनाना ये समय की आवश्यकता थी और आने वाले कल में ये नए कानून किसान के जीवन स्तर में क्रांतिकारी बदलाव लाने वाले हैं. हमारे किसान भाई और बहनों को पंजाब में कुछ भ्रम है तो मैंने 2-3 दिन पहले ही सभी किसान यूनियन को 3 दिसंबर को पुनः बैठने के लिए अनुरोध किया है.
But in a press release, All India Kisan Sangharsh Coordination Committee, which is a union of farmer organizations, has said, the central government has no declared agenda to discuss with the farmers. Farmers are clear about their agenda, which is that the three acts and electricity bill 2020 have to go. So the three laws, which are a part of government's agricultural reform policy, claim to make it easier for farmers to sell their produce directly to private buyers. It also gives license to private buyers to enter into an agreement of contract farming, and it has given traders a license to stock essential food items. The law does not clarify at what rate the harvest will be purchased, and farmers fear losing their bargaining power when they sell their produce to large corporates. Further, the press release stated that if the central government has any stand on this, it should state so. If not, it should not create any confusion about talks. Questions of talks is to befool the rest of the country and those who are not fully acquainted with the issues. For many farmers in the protest, their major concern is the guaranteed minimum support price. We spoke to Gaurav Tikit from the Bharatiya Kisan Union. He said,
एक ही तो बात है कि एमएसपी पे कानून बनाए. एमएसपी से जो नीचे की खरीद है, एमएसपी से जो रेट सरकार ने तय कर रखा है, उससे नीचे कानूनी अपराध माना जाए. ये जब तक नहीं होगा, जब तक किसान बर्बादी गार में चला गया जी, ये बुरी स्थिति हो गई है. आंदोलन होते आए, पहले से आंदोलन दिल्ली में होते रहे. ये अब कोरोना काल चल रहा है, इस तरीके से थोड़ा ही होता है जी. आप बिहार में रैली होगी तो जब कोरोना काल में था, और जो भी होगा वो दिल्ली ही जाकर होगा, दिल्ली जाने की है. जब नहीं कोई सुन रहा सरकार, नहीं कोई भी जवाब आ रहा सरकार का.
As large number of farmers continue to gather at the borders to make their way into the capital, the Delhi police sought permission from Kejriwal government to use stadiums and grounds as detention center, but the permission was denied. The protest against these three farm laws have been going on since it was passed in September, and the center has faced a strong objection not only from farmers and opposition parties, but also from government's allies like Biju Janata Dal and Shiromani Akali Dal. With no fruitful negotiation with the government in the past 2 months, tens of thousands of farmers are on their way to Delhi in a hope that they will be heard. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.